brand new truck if she ain't to my right.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. Another busy day of holiday travel at the nation's airports. The TSA expected to screen more than 2.6 million passengers today alone on the West Coast. Huge storm sending a rogue wave crashing on shore. The dangerous weather complicating the crowded trek home in many areas.
The airport was fine. The roads are a lot more congested than I was expecting. There was construction. There was traffic. We had some, you know, just congestion like on the highways that I was surprised to see.
Brittany, a traveler in Phoenix, Arizona. Former President Trump vowing to appeal a decision in Maine to remove his name from the 2024 presidential ballot, citing the 14th Amendment and Trump's role in the January 6th insurrection. Maine's decision follows a similar one in Colorado, while California is keeping Trump's name on the ballot there. And counting down to 2024 in New York City, besides the big ball drop in Times Square, there's another tradition. Good Riddance Day, crowds riding down on scrap paper and burning what they'll leave behind in 2023. This is ABC News. In Texas, the deaths of a pregnant teen and her boyfriend are under investigation. Details from ABC's Dave Hacker.
In San Antonio Thursday evening, a vigil for 18-year-old Savannah Soto and her boyfriend, 22-year-old Matthew Guerra. Both were found dead Tuesday, just days after the mom-to-be was scheduled to be induced. It's now being investigated as a capital murder case. San Antonio Police Chief William McManus.
When we talk about the manner of death has not been determined, the manner meaning, was it a suicide or was it a murder?
Police searching for two persons of interest. Dave Packer, ABC News.
One woman has become the first female worth more than $100 billion. She's franchise Betancourt Myers. Or Frances Betancourt Myers, I should say. Her grandfather started the beauty care brand L'Oreal. Vegas is already a popular wedding destination. That's because it's popular overall. But Sunday, the date is 12/31/23. Mark it. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
The more than 27,000 union carpenters who call the North Central States home wish you a healthy, happy, and safe holiday season. Unions built the middle class, and union carpenters work hard every day to build our communities while they build good careers that provide for their families. This season, we hope you get to enjoy time with friends and family. Happy Holidays from Executive Secretary Treasurer Pat Nelson and the staff of the North Central States Regional Council of Carpenters.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. What did Universities of Wisconsin leaders know about LaCrosse's disgraced chancellor and when? That's what State Senator Steve Noss says he wants to know. He's calling for a pause on the diversity deal lawmakers made with the Board of Regents until they get some answers. Joe Gao was fired last night for making online pornography. Young people of color are still going to prison at disproportionate rates. Advocates for alternative sentences say the root causes of youth crime are often systemic.
Sometimes they cause violence and cause damage to their communities that none of us should be tolerating or living with. But I think that we really need to ask, what is it that's driving their offending? And what is it that's going to help cure those problems?
Joshua Rovner is the Youth Justice Director for the Sentencing Project. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party. There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country. It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
There are no funeral notices for today. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy fog to start, as well as some cloud cover, gradually clearing skies into the afternoon, highs working up to 40. Lover winds out of the north at 5 to 10. Then for tonight, partly cloudy skies, winds turn calm, a low of 20. For Saturday, a chance for a light rain-snow mixture into the afternoon with lower 30s for highs. For Sunday, still a chance for some morning snow showers, breezy as well, back to 28. But a good deal of sunshine making a return New Year's Day, a high of 30, and for Tuesday up to 33. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 29.
Get ready for flavorful bites and empty pockets. Our specialty roasted chicken that's crispy and grease-free, making every dish a savory delight. Join us Wednesday through Saturday for our standout specials. Indulge in our pterodactyl wings. $11 gets you four pieces or half a chicken, both equally tempting. Craving more? Grab six wings for $15, paired perfectly with our choice of fries and our signature homemade slaw. Friday's highlight is our fish fry, two pieces for $10, three pieces for $12. And for an extra treat, try our tiger shrimp. Ready to complete any meal. Empty pockets where taste meets tradition.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98qcountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
Yeah. second time since 2002 with a 37-21 over the Jets. Joe Flacco, 309 yards, three touchdowns, says the offense created a lot of opportunities in its 34-point first half.
We just seemed to have some room out there, you know. We were moving the line of scrimmage, I felt like, a little bit when we handed the ball off. And in the passing game, there was some space out there, and guys made good plays when they got the ball in his hands.
Cleveland's assured of a wild card spot, still has a chance to win the AFC North, and they're still in the hunt for the conference's number one overall seed. Boston College, with two fourth-quarter toddies, rallied past SMU 23-14 to win in its first appearance in the Fenway Bowl. Rutgers, 31-24 winners over Miami in the Pinstripe Bowl. In the Pop-Tarts Bowl, it was Kansas State 28, NC State 19. And late Thursday night, Arizona forced six turnovers to beat Oklahoma 38-24 in the Alamo Bowl. SRN Sports. In the NBA, Pistons blow a 21-point first-half lead, lose their 28th straight, 128-122 to the Celtics. The Nuggets post their highest point total of the season, routing the Grizzlies 142-105. Denver coach Michael Malone said from start to finish, the team was superb.
Very happy with both ends of the floor. 43 assists, 12 turnovers is just an incredible number. The great part about that was, even in that fourth quarter when we were up, we continued to play the right way.
Pelicans tune out the Jazz, 112-105. The T-Wolves top the Mavericks, 113-110. Anthony Edwards with a season-high 44 points. Pacers out-hustle the Bulls, 120-104. NBA assist leader Tyrese Halliburton had a career-high 20 without a turnover, becoming the fifth player in the NBA history to do so. Heat with their fourth straight, 114-102 over the Warriors. Spurs beat the Trailblazers, 118-105. The Lakers send the Hornets to their ninth straight loss, 133-112. SRN Sports.
Packers head to Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the border battle. The Packers and the Vikings on Sunday Night Football, New Year's Eve, inside the big glass box with huge speakers. In downtown Minneapolis, known as U.S. Bank Stadium, both teams at 7-8, still alive for a playoff spot. Matt LaFleur.
I think this is one of the best venues to go play a football game in. Their fans are very supportive of the home team, and they do a great job of making it chaotic for the opposing team, especially for opposing offenses.
College football, the Badgers are in Tampa getting ready for Monday's ReliaQuest Bowl. Kickoff 11 a.m. on New Year's Day. Luke Fickell says to beat number 13th ranked LSU, he's counting on Wisconsin's offensive line.
You know, I really like where we are with those five guys, the Jack Nelson. And you know, Riley Malmans and Joe Hubers. It's played a lot of football. In particular, those guys have got to be tough, nasty dudes.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
In a couple local sports totes, the Butternut girls played back-to-back games here over the holidays. Got that win over Lake Holcomb on Wednesday. And yesterday they took on Winter, the Butternut girls. They accepted the challenge and got some quality wins, both of them. They built a 20-point lead at Winter, and the Warriors did not go away, though, battling back, hitting 8 three-pointers as the Midgets ran out of gas, but they gutted through and won it. Butternut wins it 73-63. Jersey Polanchek, she led all scorers with 30 points and 7 assists. Kendra Pritzel had another big night with 20 points and 15 rebounds. Caitlin Bebo with 11. And Izzy Przybylski with 6. Maddie Dalrymple for Winter led them with 21 points. Butternut moves to 7-3. And they travel to Shawamigan on Tuesday. That'll be one of our games coming out of the break when Shawamigan and Butternut play here in Park Falls Tuesday at 6 o'clock. And the big wrestling invite down at River Falls High School continues. High schools from all around Wisconsin getting together for that big wrestling event. You can track it if you want to at trackwrestling.com. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
Hey, I'm Jordan Davis.
Showed up because she's gone. Guess I got two songs to live.
You're listening to
98Q Country.
We've been swinging and missing. It ain't broke yet, but damn, it needs fixing. Been a while since you kissed, felt like kissing. It's just different. We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something about a ring makes you think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Red wine and mistakes, tears rolling down your face. When I walked out that door, that's when I lost it. Midnight in Austin, damn, I'm exhausted. What the hell's this all for? Is this where it mends or it breaks? Between a rock and a hard place. For the record, yeah, throwing in the towel takes some effort.
Early bird. today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Smith, new artist called Creek Will Rise at 98Q Country at 7:25. Here we go into a New Year's weekend. You get Sunday night, and hopefully you get New Year's Day off. I hope you do. So you know, long weekend for you, or at least maybe a day off on Monday, whatever your schedule is going on there. We've got Bucks basketball tonight, then they're off till Monday. But they love to put Giannis on the holidays, don't they? Yeah, they love to have Giannis playing on Christmas Day. It's been, what, 5 years in a row he played on Christmas Day, I think. And now New Year's Day. It's a 7 p.m. game, Monday the 1st. And they will be hosting Indiana at Fiserv Forum. And we'll have that for you. Bucks tonight, Bucks Monday, Packers Sunday night. Sunday night, 5:03, the pregame, 7:20 will be the first pitch, the kick. Whatever you want to call it, let the injuries begin at 7:20. Goodness gracious. I was listening to a cut. Mike Clemens, he always sends us all kinds of, when he's out and about during the day, covering the Packers every day, and he sends us our radio station's clips, and he was standing at the locker of A.J. Dillon, and he introduced it as standing at the locker of A.J. Dillon, who has a cast on his broken thumb. And for most of us, of course, that would mean that we probably wouldn't do any physical activity. You probably wouldn't even, like, lift a sofa. You know, somebody helped you. You know, somebody asked you to help move, you know. Or somebody said, hey, help me load some firewood this weekend. You'd be like, I got a broken thumb. There's a cast on it, I know, but I can't do that. But football players, A.J. Dillon, he's going to go up, and he's basically going to wrestle for 3 hours with 300-pound linemen. And so he'll be out there, apparently. Mike Clemens will join us at 9 this morning to talk all things Packers. And he wants to talk a little bit about this Jair Alexander suspension and also some memories of Herb Cole. And we'll have him on at 9 o'clock here this morning. So Packers and Vikings, here's what's going on Sunday. All right, going into the game, if you're not following this, we've got two games to go in the season. The Packers and Vikings have the same record. They're both 7-8. So, but here's the thing. The Vikings hold a lot of the tiebreakers. So the Vikings' chances of making the playoffs are better than the Packers. That is, of course, if they win. Now, if the Packers win on Sunday night, their chances of playoff, their possibility of being in the playoffs goes up a little bit. The Vikings goes up quite a bit because, again, of the tiebreakers. But if the Packers lose Sunday night, that's pretty much it. They would have to have, the planets would have to align perfectly and Pluto would have to be renamed and it's not going to happen. If the Vikings lose on Sunday night, again, with their tiebreakers, the planets would still have to align, but Pluto might not have to be renamed because, again, they've got some tiebreakers going for them, the Vikings do. If they can just get even with basically everybody involved in that tiebreaker, the Vikings will slip to the top. So it's crucial for both of these teams to win on Sunday night. And they really do both control their own destiny. The Vikings, if the Vikings win their last two, they're definitely a playoff team. If the Packers win their last two, pretty good chance, but not guaranteed, pretty good chance that they're going to be a playoff team. So you got Jordan Love and the Packer defense that has been much maligned, and they want Joe Barry out and all that stuff. Jordan Love's had a good year. You look at his stats. He's had a pretty good year. I don't know. I think we've just set the bar a little bit too high with Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre as to what a good Packer quarterback is, but he's had a good year. He's had some some stats that are up there with the top quarterbacks in the NFL and a young receiving core. And then you got the Vikings who are starting their fifth quarterback. It's only their fourth. So they went from Cousins to Jaren Hall to Josh Dobbs to Nick Mullins. And now they're going back to Jaren Hall, the rookie, who played like a quarter before he got concussion earlier in the year. So the Vikings technically are working, in all essence, on their fifth quarterback. And I think Packer fans, to be honest with you, Packer fans probably would have rather have seen Nick Mullins stay in there because he's going to throw some interceptions. And it's kind of what the Packers are going to need. And when the Vikings don't turn the ball over, they're hard to beat. So I'm assuming this Jaren Hall guy will have a pretty tight rein on him. He likes to run. He likes to take off running. Young quarterback, very athletic. So that'll be an issue for the Packers. The Vikings, T.J. Hockenson, one of the best tight ends in the NFL. He's out for the season. It looks like Justin Jefferson will be playing. So I don't know. If you're putting any money on this Packer-Viking game on Sunday night, you're crazy. You're just absolutely... Just take that, whatever money you were going to put on the Packer Viking game, just take it and just open the toilet seat, put it in there, and just flush it, because that's probably where it's going to go. No one has any idea. One thing I do know that this probably won't be, I don't think the Vikings will get blown out, or the Packers will get blown out, but the Vikings just don't get blown out. They play one-score games. That's all they do. The Packers, I think they're just too solid of a team and too well coached to get blown out. So I think you're pretty much guaranteed this is going to be a 5-7 to 10-point game somewhere in there. And after we play these games this weekend, then they'll determine who's going to be playing where and when the next weekend. So if you got tickets for the Bear game next weekend, a week from Sunday, you should know by Sunday night or Monday what time that game will be. That's depending on whether the Packers are still in the playoff hunt or not. Let's get our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. Another busy day of holiday travel at the nation's airports. The TSA expected to screen more than 2.6 million passengers today alone on the West Coast. Huge storm sending a rogue wave crashing on shore. The dangerous weather complicating the crowded trek home in many areas.
The airport was fine. The roads are a lot more congested than I was expecting. The
there was construction, there was traffic. We had some, you know, just congestion like on the highways that I was surprised to see.
Brittany, a traveler in Phoenix, Arizona. Former President Trump vowing to appeal a decision in Maine to remove his name from the 2024 presidential ballot, citing the 14th Amendment and Trump's role in the January 6th insurrection. Maine's decision follows a similar one in Colorado, while California is keeping Trump's name on the ballot there. And counting down to 2024 in New York City, besides the big ball drop in Times Square, there's another tradition. Good Riddance Day, crowds riding down on scrap paper and burning what they'll leave behind in 2023. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says Senator Herb Kohl dedicated his life to serving kids, communities, Wisconsin, and the country. State Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler.
The only person that he was working for was you, the voter. It wasn't about special interests or about big money donors or anything else. He was there to do the work because he loved Wisconsin and he wanted to lift Wisconsin up.
Flags around Wisconsin are lowered to half staff until Cole's funeral. He died yesterday after a brief illness. Cole was 88. Minocqua Brewing Company owner Kirk Bankstead is filing a petition with the Wisconsin Elections Commission to try and keep Donald Trump's name off of Wisconsin's presidential ballots next year. The commission has already rejected the petition, though it is likely to end up in the courts. Other states like Michigan and Colorado have already made decisions on whether to keep Trump on their ballots. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Tuesday, January 2nd, we've got ourselves a double. It's Schwamigan hosting Butternut for girls basketball at 7 p.m. on 103.1, and Mellon hosting Schwamigan boys basketball also at 7 p.m. here on 98. Then, on Monday, January 8th, we've got Phillips hosting Ladysmith girls, again at 7 p.m. on 103.1. High school sports here on 98Q Country, your local Civic Media radio station.
Hockey in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's hockey team skated to a 3-0 shutout of Air Force to advance to the finals in the holiday face-off tournament at Milwaukee's Fiserv Forum. The Badgers improved to 15-4 for the season, ranked 6th in the nation. Tonight, they'll play Northeastern in the finals. Wisconsin head coach Mike Hastings on what it means to bring Badgers hockey to Fiserv Forum.
You know, we represent the entire state, not just Madison. And so for us to be able to go in and share what we have here and try and go in and represent the entire state in a different zip code, yeah, it's special.
NFL, it's the Packers and the Vikings on Sunday Night Football. I asked wide receiver Romeo Doubs what to expect from Minnesota's defense.
Really experienced players on defense. You know, they love the pressure. That's been one of their biggest things throughout this year. It just comes down to us just playing good football overall. So.
That's Packers wide receiver Romeo Doubs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Celebrate the season of giving at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce's new location inside the Park Falls Professional Building, 154 4th Avenue North, Park Falls, Wisconsin. Unwrap holiday savings with our coupon books available for just $20 at the Chamber office and select members. Spread joy with warm wishes for a safe and enriching holiday season. If you're new to the area, call 715-762-2703 to discover the Chamber's services and let us welcome you. Join us in thriving together in Northern Wisconsin. Become a Chamber member today.
There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car.
But only one thing to say that can help you protect them.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need.
No matter where you are in life, when you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we've represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 1110 Fourier Drive, Suite 120, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy fog to start, as well as some cloud cover. Gradually clearing skies into the afternoon, highs working up to 40. Lover winds out of the north at 5 to 10. Then for tonight, partly cloudy skies, winds turn calm, a low of 20. For Saturday, a chance for a light rain-snow mixture into the afternoon with lower 30s for highs. For Sunday, still a chance for some morning snow showers, breezy as well, back to 28. But a good deal of sunshine making a return New Year's Day, a high of 30, and for Tuesday, up to 33. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently at 30 degrees.
It's New Country.
I'm lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. We
don't have a future anymore. Yeah, we got history. I love it. 98Q Country.
Starts with a glass of wine and you take in a sip. Every word that you're saying is another step to my reputation, and I can't take it anymore. But you've opened that door. Yeah, there's two sides to every breakup. One's a lie and one's the truth.
Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you, because you're mine. I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right, because you're mine. I walk the line. Got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide, because you're mine. I walk the line.
Brought to you by Park Manor, your home, heart, and history of Park Falls. ParkManorWI.com. They're on Facebook, too. Maybe you're getting some last-minute gift ideas. Maybe you're having your family Christmas this weekend. Maybe you got a little Christmas cash. Maybe you just want to go shopping. Well, Bader's Sports Center in Phillips. Oh, they've got the Stormy Cromer hats. Cold weather's coming. Breaking news. Breaking news on the morning show. Colder weather. Maybe not cold weather, but colder weather is coming starting this weekend. Get your Stormy Cromer, all the apparel, not just the hats, but all the stuff, and all the sporting supplies you need, including live bait for ice fishing. Bader Sports Center, right on Highway 13 next to Pick and Save in Phillips. Due to the Packer game Sunday night, if you love the country classics, oh, I'm looking at the lineup right here for Rick Jackson's Country Classics show on Sunday. He's going to be on from 2 to 5 Sunday afternoon, so crank that up. I see a little Marty Robbins. I see a little Kenny. I see a little Jimmy Dean in there. Big Bad John. Sammy. That was a tuba. Sammy Smith, Merle Haggard, Roger Miller, and Garth and Dolly, and all country classics with Rick Jackson. He just loves those. 2 to 5 this week. Normally it's on at 6 o'clock Sunday night, but the Packers are on. So we'll get you cranked up. Get those earbuds ready. 2 to 5. On Sunday afternoon, you can listen on the Civic Media app right on your phone, so you can just walk around and dance and high strut and whatever other dances you do, whatever that is. Local sports is back on the air Tuesday. Butternut Shawamigan Girls, 6 o'clock Tuesday night. That'll be on 103.1. And we've got Shawamigan Mellon Boys. So the Shawamigan Mellon Boys here on... Tuesday, and then Butternut Shawamigan Girls over on 103.1. 6 o'clock, the girls over there, 7 o'clock or so, the boys here. So that'll be a busy night on Tuesday. Get us back into the swing of things. Mike Clemens going to join us, our 98Q sports reporter. I'm just so anxious to talk to him about this Jair Alexander thing and the Packer-Viking game, the latest. And stories of the late Herb Cole. Mike Clemens has been around the sports scene in Wisconsin for a long time, and he will talk a little bit about his memories of Herb Cole. And, of course, the Bucks just continue to roll on. They're rolling on. They're doing what everybody thought they would do, be right there at the top. It looks like them and the Celtics are going to be a couple of the teams that are Celtics going to be hard to beat, although the Celtics almost lost to Detroit last night, and Detroit lost like 8,000 games in a row. And that was at Boston. Did you watch that? It was on NBA TV. I watched the last 2 minutes of it, and then the overtime. I was rooting for Detroit to snap that losing skid. My son was rooting for Detroit to continue the losing streak and didn't ask why. But we'll have Mike Clemens on, our 98Q sports reporter. He'll join us at 9 o'clock this morning.
Hey, hey, hey. Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch. And Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep-fried chicken special, great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much. We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Honey, come here, quick.
What is it?
Shh, check it out. All these highly rated wines are under $20. Total Wine must have made a mistake.
Nope, they always have the lowest prices. Oh, remember that amazing rosé your sister brought over last week? See, it's right here.
Whoa, that's a low price. I mean, whoa, that's a low price.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Hey, I don't care what kind of tractor you drive or what color it is. I'm going to ask you to check out a new tractor. It's made for landscapers, hobby farmers, and landowners. Fully loaded with features and backed by a strong warranty, TYM Tractors have earned the Top Dealer's Choice Award for 4 years running. No smoking beers, just a solid tractor to get the job done. And you get the best incentives of the year by visiting TYMOffers.com. That's TYMOffers.com. Durable and affordable. You can thank me later.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy fog to start, as well as some cloud cover, gradually clearing skies into the afternoon, highs working up to 40. Lover winds out of the north at 5 to 10. Then for tonight, partly cloudy skies, winds turn calm, a low of 20. For Saturday, a chance for a light rain-snow mixture into the afternoon with lower 30s for highs. For Sunday, still a chance for some morning snow showers, breezy as well, back to 28. But a good deal of sunshine making a return New Year's Day, a high of 30, and for Tuesday up to 33. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently at 30 degrees.
Hold up a second.
This time of year, cold beer, hot wings, and football.
98Q Country.
Stops at the fence.
Country, today's favorites, and yesterday's classics.
On my